AP Radio News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump is publicly blaming Iran for this week's attacks on two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The president's making clear Washington blames Tehran.
Iran did do it.
But even as officials here at the Pentagon consider boosting defenses in the region, the president's hoping aggressive U.S. diplomacy will force Iran to the negotiating table. The administration seems caught between pressure to reassure Gulf allies by punishing Iran and avoiding getting closer to war. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan says the aim now is to rally the world to condemn Iran.
To build international consensus to this international problem.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Trump appears to be walking back comments earlier this week that he might not contact law enforcement if a foreign power offered him dirt about a political opponent. He spoke to Fox and Friends by phone this morning.
If I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Trump's earlier comments are prompting more Democratic candidates, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and Senator Amy Klobuchar today, to urge Congress to begin impeachment proceedings. Retail sales were up 0.5% last month. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports gains were seen in many categories.
According to the Commerce Department, sales increased at restaurants and bars, a good sign because that type of spending is more discretionary than purchases at grocery stores or gas stations. Sales increased at sporting goods, hobby and electronics stores, and auto dealers. Online retailers also posted gains.
Stocks finished lower today amid more concerns about the impact of the U.S.-China trade disputes. Technology shares took the biggest hits. This is AP Radio News. Most people know eating a lot of processed food is not particularly good for you. Now three new studies are backing that up.
Researchers at the National Institutes of Health found people ate an average of 500 extra calories a day when fed mostly processed foods. While there were only 20 people in the study, the ones that had a diet that did not include many processed foods took in less calories. In another study, researchers in France found people who ate more processed foods were more likely to have heart disease. A similar study in Spain found eating more processed foods was linked to a higher risk of death in general. I'm Shelley Adler.
A helicopter pilot who heads a military command in Guam will be the first female leader of the U.S. Naval War College. The Navy announced Rear Admiral Shoshana Chatfield will be the new president. Chatfield also commanded a reconstruction team in Afghanistan and taught at the Air Force Academy. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.